From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Residents of Columbia, Harrisburg, Ashland, and Boone County at large will vote on whether or not to introduce a use tax today. KBIA's Ellen Beaton explains what's on the ballot.
This use tax measure, called Proposition 1, would see out-of-state purchases that exceed $2,000 a year taxed at the same rate as the local or county sales tax. The measure is in part an attempt by local government to make up for sales tax loss to online shopping, which has had an impact on Columbia's city budget. Taylor Burks is the Boone County Clerk.
The use tax issue is really something that would be best addressed at the state or federal level, but because it's not been local communities like Boone County, Columbia, Ashland, Harrisburg that have put it on the ballot, they're doing it to try to address that gap in changing purchasing habits of citizens of Boone County.
There are two measures on the ballot today, a use tax for Boone County and a use tax for the town or city. Voters can choose to vote for or against either measure. Ellen Beaton, KBIA News.
A college education is no longer a requirement for new police officers in Columbia. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the city now mandates a high school diploma instead of at least 30 hours of college education, the equivalent of an associate's degree. City officials had discussed the change for some time before taking action in August. City Manager Mike Mathis first noted during his 2018 budget address that lowering the education requirements will make it easier for the city to attract applicants for the police force. The city has budgeted money to pay for more than 170 police officers, but struggles to keep those positions filled. Mathis says decreasing the education requirements would allow people such as, quote, veterans returning from Afghanistan or officers from other departments to join. Missouri Senate leaders are still poised to go into special session to secure in-home health care benefits to more than 8,000 residents, even though the chances of calling one are growing slim. The latest proposal, in part, would involve reducing the number of elderly homeowners and renters who qualify for a housing tax break. It's being handled by Republican Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville.
When it presented, I had 17 people sign a petition that they would call themselves in and said they'd do whatever it took to pass it. I had others then contact me and said they would go ahead. So we have the 18 votes in the Senate to pass it.
So far, there's been no response from House leaders to the Senate's proposal for an in-home health care special session. Cunningham says he's also prepared to sponsor the same proposal during the next regular session, which begins in January. A former Missouri lawmaker is arguing to the state's Supreme Court that she shouldn't have to pay $230,000 for alleged campaign finance violations. An attorney for former St. Louis Democrat Senator Robin Wright Jones told judges Tuesday that the charge amounts to unconstitutionally excessive fines by the Missouri Ethics Commission. A lawyer representing the commission said the amount is an appropriate fee for a couple $100,000 of expenditures and contributions the candidate failed to accurately report by state deadlines. Wright Jones was elected to Senate in 2008 and lost re-election in 2012. Some judges appeared skeptical of an argument by Wright Jones's attorney that the commission should have charged at most $1,000 per violation. Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.